enjoy the way Glenn Miller plays
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like me, we had it made.
Those were the days.
Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G-R-O-L-A-S-A-R-A great. Those were the days.
Welcome to the summer of 74, a family summer of sorts. We were watching Archie and Edith traverse life's bumpy highway on the tube in All in the Family. We watched the Hearst family struggle as Patty joined up with the SLA and traversed America's highways.
The pig lies about the advisability of surrender have only made me more determined. I renounced my class privilege when Finn and Goudreau gave me the name Tanya.
And we watched Richard Nixon's political family disintegrate as one Watergate disclosure after another was made public.
I welcome this kind of examination because people have got to know whether or not their president is a crook. Well, I'm not a crook.
There was even controversy in the record world.
That you're having my baby. You're the woman I love, and I love what it's doing to you.
Paul Anka recorded Having My Baby. It became a hit song and the beginning of a comeback for Paul, but not without a lot of debate over the morality of the lyrics. We'll hear that one and more in just a moment as we relive 1974 on the Great American Summer.
The Great American Summer is here.
Having my baby, what a lovely way of saying how much you love me. Having my baby, what a lovely way of saying what you're thinking of me. I can see it, your face is glowing. I can see it in your eyes, I'm happy and knowing that you're having my baby. You're the woman I love, and I love what it's doing to you. You're having my baby. You're a woman in love, and I love what's going through you. The need inside you, I see it showing. Oh, the seed inside you, baby, do you feel it growing? Are you happy in knowing that you're having my baby?
I'm a woman in love, and I love what it's doing to me.
Having my baby.
I'm a woman in love, and I love what's going through me.
Didn't have to keep it, wouldn't put you through it. You could have swept it from your life, but you wouldn't do it. No, you wouldn't do it. And you're having my baby.
I'm a woman in love, and I love what it's doing to me.
I'm having my baby.
I'm a woman in love, and I love what's going through me.
I'm having my baby.
Having my baby.
What a lovely way of saying how much you love me. I'm having my baby.
In our final hour, we count down the 50 greatest summer hits, from number 50 all the way to number 1, when we present the Great American Summer Countdown. Make sure you're on hand for that. Right now, the number 33 record on the countdown, the Hughes Corporation and Rock the Boat.
So I'd like to know where you got the notion. Said I'd like to know where you got the notion. Rock the boat.
I don't rock the boat, baby.
Rock the boat.
I don't tip the boat over.
Rock the boat.
I don't rock the boat, baby.
Rock the boat.
Since our voyage of love began, your touch has thrilled me like the rush of a wind, and your arms have held me safe from a rolling sea. There's always been a quiet place to harbor you and me. That flows from you. Don't let me drift away, my dear, when love can see me through.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean. We've been sailing with a cargo full of love and devotion. So I'd like to know where you got the notion. Said I'd like to know where you got the notion.
This is Michelle Roth tracking the lighter side of the Great American Summer. In the late 50s, the Steve Allen television show gave us the man on the street.
Hi-ho, Steve Reno.
Well, hello to you, Gordon. Are you ready for tonight's question about summer romances?
Oh, I'm all for them. In fact, Mother and Dad got married as a result of a summer romance.
They did?
Of course they did, fella. Sure. It was at a resort hotel, a beautiful romance between a hotel guest and a bellhop.
Ooh-ee. Gordon, Gordon, didn't your mother's family mind her marrying a bellhop?
Well, slow down, Slim. Mother was the bellhop.
In the early 60s, the button-down mind of Bob Newhart was heard.
Now, I'd like to have your picture, if you would. This is a car. I'm the driving instructor, and seated next to me is a woman driver. How do you do? You're Mrs. Webb, is that right? Oh, I see you've had one lesson already. Who is the instructor on that, Mrs. Webb? Mr. Adams. I'm sorry, here it is, Mr. Adams. Just let me read ahead and kind of familiarize myself with the case. How fast were you going when Mr. Adams jumped from the car? 75?
Jonathan Winters, always a favorite.
You do your impersonation of John Wayne protecting a fort?
John Wayne protecting a fort.
Well, I'm gonna protect a fort as long as I can. I always use this Winchester. I count on that and these other two side weapons on my sides. This is my wife here. She's Princess Running Bear. She doesn't talk much, but she's got a crazy body.
Bill Cosby was the funniest when he talked about his childhood.
My brother Russell, he thought he was smart, but Russell was really dumb because he started laughing at my father one time at the dinner table, and Russ didn't know how tough Dad really was. He was just sitting there giggling at my father. So I said, Russ, don't laugh at Dad because Dad will pick up a tree and kill you. So Russ said, I can't help it, man. So you better cut it out. And my father said, what the hell's wrong with Russell? And he said,
you got a funny looking face.
Dad, do you think my face is funny? You keep laughing at me. I'll smack your face off.
And Russell looked at him, you smack my face off.
And Dad reached across and smacked Russell and knocked his face off. His head was still on his shoulders, but his lips and eyes fell right on the floor, and his lips was moving, and his face was making no noise, just
just the head was going, oh, 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 oh.
George Carlin had a funny way remembering Top 40 radio.
Hi, gang. Scott Lane here. The boss jock with the boss sounds from the boss list and the boss 30 that my boss told me to play. Right here on the Nifty 850. Wonderful Wino Radio.
Wonderful Wino.
The big sound in the big town. Why no time? Bing bong. 5 minutes past the big hour at 5 o'clock. Hey, we'll get started. One of the big sounds this week. Number five.
Number five, number five, number five, number five, number five.
Last week was number nine.
Number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine.
Moved up four spaces.
Four spaces, four spaces, four spaces, four spaces.
This is Michelle Roth remembering the chuckles that helped us through the great American summer.
Well, excuse me!
You fill up my senses like a night in a forest, like the mountains in springtime, like a walk in the rain, like a storm in the desert, like a sleepy blue ocean. You fill up my senses, come fill me again. Come let me love you, let me give my life to you, let me drown in your laughter, let me die in your arms. Beside you, let me always be with you. Come, let me love you. Come, love me. Like the mountains in springtime, like a walk in the rain, like a storm in the desert, like a sleepy blue ocean. You fill up my senses, come fill me.
Summer Tops in 1974, Annie's Song, John Denver, I Honestly Love You, Olivia Newton-John, and George McRae with Rock Your Baby. Popular movies were Chinatown, The Sting, and Earthquake. Number one books in 1974 were Centennial and The Total Woman. In a moment, a real nostalgic trip as radio remembers its favorite disc jockeys on the great American summer.
It was a great, American summer.
Rinso, the new Rinso with Soleum, brings you the Amos and Andy Show.
The Tom Mix Ralston Straight Shooters bring you action, mystery, and mile-a-minute thrills in radio's biggest Western detective program.
The Adventures of Superman. Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
I'll Silver, away!
A fiery horse for the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger.
Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men? The Shadow knows.
The All-American Boy.
That's the way radio sounded to us in the 40s and early 50s. Comedy, drama, and music were showcased on the theater for the mind. In the mid-50s, radio changed from mostly network coast-to-coast programs to local music formats where the disc jockey ruled the airwaves. Music, news, and sports, but mostly music. This is the sound of rock and roll radio in the 50s.
Hello, everybody. Hi, all tonight. This is Alan Freed, the old king of the Moondoggers, and it's time again for another of your favorite rock and roll sessions, blues and rhythm records for all the gang in the Moondog Kingdom.
Now, stay tuned for The Rocket Ship Show and Jocko.
And it's still up, tight, big, bad, like a blast of dynamite, speaking about The Rocket Ship Show with your engineer, Jocko, the big one, the big boss when it's WADO. You ready for it, aren't you, huh? You've been ready, however, but your seatbelt's nice and tight. Be prepared for the heavenly flight. Minus six, five, four, three, two, one. Look out, Chalkers. Here we go with a Captain at zero.
Well, it's about that time of night when we ask you to join us. Join us for another edition of what we call Hound Dogs Old Gold.
Hi, old Jumpin' George here on KSAN till 5 o'clock, trying once again to rock you and roll you to satisfy your soul, you hear?
Blow, 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 Jumpin'.
Well, I got a woman
bobbin' with Robin, hobnobbin' with the Robin, bobbin' with the Robin, everybody flies sky high.
Yeah, and this is the Big Bad Bird. And for the next 3 hours, we're going to be bobbing with Robin all the hits, everything new, and everything just for you. So come on along and let's everybody have a ball.
Bobbing with the Robin, no more time for sobbing. So go and let the bobbin, everybody fly sky high.
So let there be music!
Spin those records. Here we go. Here comes Niagara. Here comes that Joe. It's bright and so right. Radio 99. Niagara calls with music. Tops with you. The latest, the greatest. So here comes Niagara, and here we go.
Hello, this is Joe Niagara. For the next 5 hours, you'll hear hit records on WIBG. From now to 12 midnight, Niagara calls. I put down a wailing pound of sound.
Spin those records. Let's go, Joe. Here goes Niagara for another show.
If you're ready, this rockin' bird will fly.
Afternoon. This is Jack Carney on wonderful WIL radio, and it is a good afternoon, too. A beautiful day in St. Louis. I've got some exciting things coming up for you from the Silver Dollar Survey and exciting news about Pookie Snackenberg Day. Pookie Snackenberg Day. More about that later.
Jack Carney, Jack Carney, Jack Carney, Jack Carney, Jack Carney.
Right now, Danny and the Juniors at the Hop.
Radio. radio remembers the summer of 1959.
Let's go hunting with Hunter. Good hunting, everybody. This is Hunter Hancock, old HH, getting ready to do a little hunting around. Let's get the show underway as we hear from some local boys who made good. Los Angeles has produced a lot of great singing groups, but this is one of the best. Let's hear the Olympics and Hully Gully.
Show, baby. Hope all you people taking down all your pictures, cause we gonna be playing some of that bounce off the wall music, baby.
See you later, alligator.
Well, I saw my baby walking with another man today. Well, I saw my baby walking with another man today.
Nick B. I'll be with you on the Big KB. Gonna be with you until midnight over 17 states in the Eastern Seaboard and everybody up there in Canada. Good to have you aboard. You'll never believe what happened to me this morning. My boss got on me again, called me in, and he said, Dick,
you talk too much, you worry me to death. You talk too much, you even worry my pet. You just talk, talk too much.
And a frantic, friendly Friday night in Boston town. Old aching adenoids, Arnie Ginsberg, woo-woo. For you on the Night Train Show. All set with all the tops in pops. Brand new Wimex, Tunedex, top 20 coming your way. Number 7 sound this weekend, the Marcells and Blue Moon.
Bomb, 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 dang, 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 ding, 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 blue moon, moon, blue moon.
KLIF presents the world's greatest disc jockey, Russ Knight.
Oh, boy.
Isn't that awful?
All right, baby, this is Russ Knight, the Weird Beard, the savior of Dallas radio. Let me save you with music till midnight. Oh, I tell you, somebody's got to come up here before midnight, honey. One of those Dallas good-looking girls and pull my Weird Beard tambourine. We got Billy, Roy, Dale, Trigger, the Dallas Salvation Army. From 1190 at the Harmonic Tone. Little music for Big D. A lot of Weird Beard dances going around the Black Bottom. You got a brand new dance from Joey D and the Peppermint Twist. It goes like this.
You got a new dance and it goes like this. Put your mouth on the puppet together. The name of the dance is the Peppermint Twist.
Good evening. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Art LeBeau welcoming you to El Monte Legion Stadium. This is the place where many of America's top rock and roll stars got their start. And memories are still being made at El Monte Legion Stadium every Saturday night. Now, here are the stars that make the memories.
The Brooklyn Fox Theater proudly presents the swinginest personality in the USA. The boss of the swinging soiree, here's Murray McKay.
Hello. A class audience, everything very groovy here. It's a real pleasure to have you here at the big holiday show.
Hey, Scooters, it's your leader, BMR and WMCA, jumping in with my hat in my hand with the nuttiest show in the entire New York turf, reacting to the Smashbacks or on the Good Guys Survey or headed that way. This hour, the name of the winner of the Music Love Letters Contest, first portion being presented from the lobby of the Nile Hilton Hotel. A name claim style will go to Connecticut. Second call, Lydia Blah, Plaza 25,000, and like that there, Schmier. Call right now.
My friends all tell me, go to him, run to him. Say sweet lovely things to him and tell him he's the one.
Coming up, the Captain and Tennille and KC and the Sunshine Band on the Great American Summer.
The Great American Summer is
at 2:25 p.m., less than 30 minutes ago, we arrested Patty Hearst and Wendy Yoshimura at 625 Morse, M-O-R-S-E, in the Outer Mission District.
The summer of 1975, Love Will Keep Us Together, written by Neil Sedaka, was the biggest hit of the summer and the year for the Captain and Tennille.
Got to number 70, and Dick Clark was nice enough to have us on American Bandstand, and then the record really took off from there. So I think that visual impact as well really kicked us off.
Thanks. being rhythm and blues singers, it's been like what I've known all my life. And I come from the gospel church, Pentecostal church, and my family has always been into like singing and shouting and clapping and dancing. And my mother played rhythm and blues records, you know, all the time. And it was like, that was my environment. I never knew anything else.
The disco beat was pounding out the hits in 1975. Casey and the Sunshine Band connected with a summer smash.
Just a silly phase I'm going through, and just because I call you up, don't get me wrong, don't think you got it made. I'm not in love, no, no.
It's
waving goodbye to the summer of 1975 with 10cc. Summer tops at the movies that year were Godfather 2, Jaws, The Return of the Pink Panther, Tommy and Shampoo. Television ratings looked good again for All in the Family, Rich Man, Poor Man, Laverne and Shirley, and Maude. Number one best-selling book for the year was Angels, God's Secret Agents by the Reverend Billy Graham. Coming up, Elton John and Kiki Dee, The Manhattans and Paul McCartney, when the great American summer continues.
Happy birthday!
America celebrated the summer of 76, celebrated its 200th birthday on the 4th of July. It was a great American summer.
It's a public put you there in the first place. I never tried to hide facts from my fans or whatever. I always have this line about me that everyone knows everything about me but knows nothing, which is kind of true.
Elton John and Kiki Dee with the number 13 song on our list of great American summer hits. The Manhattans had hit number 34.
This has got to be the saddest day of my life. I called you here today for a bit of bad news. I won't be able to see you anymore. because of my obligations and the ties that you have. We've been meeting here every day. And since this is our last day together, I want to hold you just one more time. When you turn and walk away, don't look back. I want to remember you just like this. Let's just kiss and say goodbye.
To meet you here today, there's just so many things to say. Please don't stop me till I'm through. This is something I hate to do.
For the first time in history, the United States military academies opened their doors to women. West Point and Annapolis would never be the same. In June, the Teton Dam in Idaho burst, flooding the entire region. The damage estimates totaled over $1 billion, and the final death count reached 69. Science fiction became fact as NASA's Mars probe Viking began transmitting its first pictures from the Martian surface. In October, presidential candidates Gerald Ford and Jimmy Carter faced off in a series of three nationally televised debates. And in general, 1976 was a year-long celebration, culminating on July 4th as America celebrated her 200th birthday.
I love you. remember thinking at one time that I've come to some kind of point of no return, where no matter even now if I say I don't want to be famous anymore, I'll be like Brigitte Bardot, where she'll be a recluse, but still very famous, or Charlie Chaplin. They want to get away from the guy. And I remember thinking, oh, well, that's no use, because, you know, they're going to be after me even more. So those kind of things do come in. I think it's a very weird thing, fame.
Tops and Pops for the summer of 1976, Silly Love Songs, Paul McCartney and Wings, Kiss and Say Goodbye, The Manhattans, and Afternoon Delight, the Starland Vocal Band. Happy Days was the number one TV show, and All the President's Men, The Exorcist, and One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest were solid box office hits at the movies. This is Tom Murphy celebrating the great American summer.